take you home. It's the Kenny Rhoda Show.
You talk too much. You talk too much.
On 1480 WHBC.
I can't believe the things that you say every day.
Talk with a road man in the Hall of Fame City. Call 330-450-1480. Now, here's your host, Kenny Rhoda.
And good Tuesday afternoon to you all, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to the Kenny Rhoda Show. How many of you are already lubed up, liquored up, hammered? You got up early because it's your annual tradition. You get up 6, 7 a.m., kegs and eggs and ham, green beer, put Jameson in your coffee in the morning, doing some Irish whiskey shots throughout the morning, and you're just all in a great mood right now. A lot of you are out there. I wanted to be, but unfortunately I had to do a radio show today, and I don't think my boss or the FCC would be too happy with me if I came in here, "Hi, happy St. Patrick's Day," and was all liquored up and hammered. Now, my producer, I can't speak for him, but he seems to be okay today, Brian Novak, so that's good. I don't think he started early like you all did out there, but it is my job for the next 4 hours to inform, entertain, enlighten you, and provide you with some interesting topics to make you think. Now, a lot of you probably won't remember any of it tomorrow, and that's okay as long as you're listening today. That's all that matters. That makes me feel good. And we have a lot to get to on this St. Patrick's Day 2015 over the next 4 hours, and we'll start with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They stunk last night. Miami flat out wanted it more and needed the game more, and they played that way. LeBron looked to be in chill mode until the fourth quarter, but by then it was too late. However, it was the fourth game. Right? In four nights, or not four nights, fourth game on this four-game trip, and the second game of the back-to-back, so second game in two nights. And I didn't want to overreact last night. I was upset as I was watching it, but I didn't want to overreact to one loss because they did go 3-1 on this trip. And they still have a two-game lead over Toronto for the second seed in the East, which is really a three-game lead because the Cavs own the tiebreaker. We have to keep that in mind as we think about this moving forward. So a disappointing loss yesterday to the Miami Heat, absolutely. 106-92, the final. LeBron not aggressive until the fourth quarter. I wish he would have started the game that way. No Kevin Love as he got some rest, which we'll get to here in a second, which I think is a good thing. But they just didn't look into it until it was too late yesterday. So for me, even though I was upset, I tried to take a step back, a deep breath in, exhale, and realize it was just one loss, and they still are in charge of their own destiny for the second seed in the Eastern Conference. And David Blatt afterwards talked about the second seed and how important that is to him.
Well, we're not talking about the playoffs yet because we got 14 more games to go. Now we're fighting and we'll fight probably till the last days for what looks like the second position. You know, we gotta be thinking about that right now.
Will you start to look at resting Cam, resting Kyrie?
We gotta finish in second place, so we're thinking about that. Where and if there's the opportunity to rest guys, we will.
I'm curious, when did that change? Because as you know, we've asked you over and over again about seeding, and up until very recently, it's been, well, we need to be healthy. Now you're talking about you have to finish.
Well, because you didn't really know what it looked like, because there were so many games left. So now, you know, there's not that many games left. It's pretty easy to see what you got to do to fall where, you know, and recognizing that, you know, we want to go after that. It will not be at the expense of the health of the players, but we certainly want to do all we can to finish as high as we can.
So the number two seed, I think, is very important. David Blatt and LeBron James are kind of on different pages when it comes to the second seed. To LeBron, health is more important than the second seed. He's been saying that all year long, and he continued to talk about it last night.
David told us just out there now that he wants this team to finish second. Do the Cavs need to finish second in the East, like heading into the playoffs?
I don't really. I mean, that's what coaching staff, that's what they want. For me, I never play for seeding. I just play. And wherever at the end of the season we land, I'm ready.
All right, so there you have it from LeBron. So he and David Blatt kind of on different pages, right? David Blatt wants that number two seed. LeBron, all the years he's been in there, he had the number one seed and got knocked out, so he's probably thinking seeding doesn't matter. We just need to be healthy. And both are right. Both David Blatt and LeBron James are right. Health is the number one concern for this team moving forward, without question. It's the most important thing for the Cavaliers. You want everybody healthy. You want LeBron James, first and foremost, healthy. If Kevin Love needs another game off tomorrow night, don't play him against Brooklyn. Save him until they have a game on Friday against Indiana. Rest the guys if need be, if their body is telling them they need rest. But don't rest them if they're okay. Because you do want to end up number two. And here's why. For me, the way I look at it, for the young guys like Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love, having as many home games as possible in their first ever playoff experience can only be helpful and beneficial to those guys. Maybe not to LeBron James. Maybe not to James Jones, maybe not to Kendrick Perkins, right? Guys that have been in the playoffs that have won a championship before. Maybe it doesn't need to be there for them as much as it does for the young guys who have never been through a playoff march before. March all the way through the end of April, into May, into June. I think for those young guys, playing as many games at Quicken Loans Arena as possible will be extremely beneficial for Kyrie, Tristan, Kevin Love and company. So for me, health, most important, yes, but the number two seed, that's very important as well for those young guys who have never done this before. And again, with Kevin Love, you need to hold him out again. Keep him out. I don't think he's going to be 100% healthy this year. He hasn't been, in my opinion, 100% healthy all year long. That's not news to any of you that have listened to this show, right? I've been telling you that since the beginning of the season. He hasn't looked right. Can't get right. And he's not going to be able to be 100% until after the season is over and he gets everything taken care of and he rests. So get him as close to 100% as possible. And if that means sitting him out because of back and knee issues, that's fine. Do it. Let him rest. Let him get healthy. But then again, you take the chance of, all right, what if you sit him too much and then you lose that number two? So it's a tough balancing act for David Blatt, LeBron, Kevin Love, the guys that maybe need this rest. But for me, Kevin Love hasn't been healthy. Try and get him as close to 100% as possible for the stretch run and into the postseason. So yeah, disappointing last night for the Cavaliers, but look at the bigger picture, the overall picture. And the most important thing is health, followed by seeding in the Eastern Conference. I still believe that the Cavaliers can beat anybody in the East, regardless if they have home court advantage or not. When healthy, LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, Timothy, I must break you, Mozgov, J.R. Smith, Amon Shumpert's really starting to come around now, played defensively, he's outstanding, Tristan Thompson, the Energizer Bunny off the bench, Deli in small doses. Now you get Sean Marion back. He played last night. James Jones, a veteran in the playoffs. Maybe even Mike Miller. I like the Cavaliers' chances still in the East. I like it better at the end of the regular season when I know, A, everybody's healthy, and B, they're the number two seed. So we're going to talk some Cavaliers with you today. March Madness. It is upon us for play-in games. And then Thursday, the real tournament gets underway. Here's what I want to know from you. Who are your final four picks? Give me your one game upset special and a sleeper pick, a Rip Van Winkle pick to win a couple of games, maybe three games, to be that surprise team this year. Who is it for you? Kentucky, I'm picking them to win it all. I know I'm going out on a limb, right? I'm really reaching there. I'm really taking a chance picking Kentucky to win the national championship this year. But I picked them at the beginning of the year to go undefeated A and to win the title. And I still think they're going to do it. But what about the other final four teams besides Kentucky and your sleeper pick and your upset special as you get ready to fill out your brackets for all the different challenges that you're going to do online and, of course, with us right here at WHBC. The field has been set. Now it's time for you to prove how much you know about college hoops. It's the Miller Lite Bracket Buster Challenge. Go to WHBC.com, register, and fill out your bracket. You could win $10,000 for the perfect bracket. You could win a 65-inch Samsung Smart TV valued at $1,700 from Bennett's Appliance. And you could win a $100 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. All you got to do is get in the game. Register now at WHBC.com. So let's talk some Bracketology 101 today. Also going to talk some high school hoops as we will catch up today with the new head basketball coach at Kent McKinley High School, Rick Hairston, formerly of Timken, now named the McKinley coach. We'll get his thoughts on taking over that program and merging Timken and McKinley together. Sonny Johnson from Garfield Heights is going to join us as the Bulldogs will battle Lake in the regional semifinals tomorrow down at the Convo Center. And speaking of Lake, Tom McBride, their head coach, the Blue Streaks head man, he will join us to talk about facing Sonny Johnson's team. So we've got a ton of basketball to get to for you today, and we're going to do that between now and 7 o'clock. But we're also going to talk a little football, the Browns' off-season moves so far. Yesterday, they added a couple players in defensive tackle Randy Starks and Tremont Williams. So we'll take a look at those guys, add them to the other guys that have been added to this football team, and get your feelings on what the Browns have done so far in free agency and what they've done this offseason, the good and the bad. And I also want to keep you updated on what's happening with the Indians. Jensen Lewis is going to join us today. The Indians made some roster cuts, roster moves today. We'll tell you about those as well. We're going to open up the phone lines right now at 330-450-1480. 330-450-1480. 1480 is the number to join us on the phones. You can hit us up on Twitter at the Kenny Rota at 1480 WHBC. Answer any of these questions. We'll read the best tweets throughout the show. Come on, Twitches, bring it strong today. I want your input on all of the topics we're going to discuss, and we're going to have some fun. What's your favorite beer and why? It's St. Patrick's Day. People are drinking green beer today. You're out and about drinking. What's your favorite beer and why? What's your flavor that you go out and you order whenever you go to the bar and you have it in your fridge at home? What's your favorite beer and why? All that today between now and 7 o'clock here on the Kenny Rota Show. We'll get it all started right after this. So hang with us on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
The Kenny Rota Show on 1480 WHBC.